Good morning, Field Greens and Flowers and the Funny Path of Life, 9:43. We will launch in time of 10 o'clock. Yes, physically I am what you would say, wired. Yeah, I said already that I was going to regret that. Okay, maybe not. Until I get to the trail, I'm going to be completely dependent on the GPS here to get me there. It's a glorious morning. I mean, really. I mean, honestly, being on the coast, you know, you can't ask for better than that. Okay, so I'm on the right track. There's my recycling. Maybe not. That could be trash, actually. Let's see. Oh no, it is. Excellent. Emballagens. And paper. Very good. So, yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful morning, but I feel sad. You know, I don't know, kind of weird, you know, mixed feeling, you know, pretty good morning, kind of, you know, getting back into the swing of things, but yeah, good morning, you know, getting the stuff done. Hold on a second here, let me get that bag that was holding the recycling, let me get that here. Anyway, so yeah. Did all that good stuff. You know, I had the kitchen to myself for most of the morning. Then I met an Italian lady. She came in and was saying something, and I responded in Italian. I didn't know she was Italian. And she was like, sei italiano? Say, no, no, non sono italiano. Ma lo practico. E se lo practico, lo devo parlare. E lo devo anche parlare. Anyway, it was funny. So, it's kind of a little exchange, kind of a little social exchange. One of the, you know, bonuses of being in place where you share some facilities. But yeah, you know, I mean, I think I had a good night last night. You know, I can't complain. But yeah, there's something in me. You know, and I was thinking about that, kind of what I was feeling yesterday, which I think is kind of similar. You know, it could be this kind of melancholy. You know, nothing to be done with it. It's maybe one of those things in life, you know, that kind of happens and you just witness to it, but that's it. You know, almost like as if it doesn't have anything to do with you. It's kind of weird to even think that, actually. But yeah, that's the story that I'm sticking with. So, you know, doing everything. You know, body feels good. Like I said, I couldn't ask for a better day. You know, even though my last days in Jamilena, my time in Valencina, the time here, it's really been gentle, very, very gentle. I think there's again that, you know, dilemma that is well and alive in me. On one hand, you know, there is this solitary path that seemed to define me, and it has for many years, and on the other, there is a this desire, you know, for a place to call home. So it's kind of a dichotomy that seems to be going on. And, you know, it's kind of like almost kind of wishing not to be shaken up anymore. And these things just, you know, keep happening. And even though one may get used to them, you know, they don't necessarily become any easy. And I don't want to make like a false analogy or try to compare me, but, you know, thinking about the lives of the saints, you know, when from the outside, you know, from the grass is always greener in neighbor's yard, that you can see something that those guys may tap into, you know, something of value, something of beauty, of greatness, and be like, wow, how amazing. And yet at the same time, you know, kind of being completely blindsided by the side effect, you know, that comes with it. And so I don't know, you know, obviously that's kind of what came up in my mind when I was sharing my thought on today's and how I'm feeling. And this kind of pattern that seems to be, quote unquote, wink, wink, cursing me, you know, in my life. What's going on? Okay, hold on a second. You're messing with me now. Okay, why are you? No. Okay, so yeah, I'm good. Why are you messing with me? Okay. And so, you know, it's not changing anything. That's also something that, you know, is not new. Whoa, be careful here. All right. Oh, yeah, I can see the coast. I guess I could get myself ready here. I'm gonna have to be up to the right. But yeah, I think I remember when I was young, I had a thought that I was going to be living a long and painful life. And, you know, well, I mean, it didn't sound good when I was younger the way it felt, because it was like, well, pain is not a good thing, right? And I don't view it that way, but it doesn't change the fact that it just doesn't feel good. So I guess maybe, you know, a possibility of a shift at some point of kind of a way to relate. A way to relate to pain. It's really, really, really strange. Okay, so it looks like this is it here. Okay. So let's see if I start to see signs, but technically I am on the Camino now. La Ruta de Sentina. Wow, I'm back. I am back on this thing. Doesn't feel like I was here 5 months ago. Looks like this is going to be it, so we're going to be, well, basically, I think I'm good. I'm going to be snugging along the coastline now. So, I think I mentioned one of the movies that I watched, and then I watched yesterday, The Company You Keep. So, Shia LaBeouf, J.K. Simons, Robert Redford. No, Stanley Tucci. My bad. Stanley Tucci is the editor. So, it's a Robert Redford movie about the weather underground and idealist, activist I guess terrorists considered terrorists in the US. I'm not sure how much of that is true or not. Well, obviously there's a lot of fiction in it, but, and of course Robert Redford is quite political, and I think quite an activist too. And so about those guys that were young and did those things because they were running, they wanted the war to stop in Vietnam. And then they ended up running away, and kind of what happened as their life changed and the priority changed and, you know, became parents. And anyway, so it's okay. You know, it's basically the idea of, you know, becoming a parent, and that becomes more important than the other stuff, and then behaving accordingly to that change of value. I guess maybe the one thing I could get out of it, because, you know, again, you know, children are not, you know, that's just not in my life, so I can't speak of that, you know, in terms of how that affects one person. I hear people talking about it, but it's just not my, oh, there's the arrow. That's not my path. So there is a boardwalk, and there is a green and blue sign. Shaman Anthony, you're going to be so funky when you leave Spain and Portugal, because getting so used to all that stuff. So finished it this morning. I still went to bed around, I think, 9:30 last night. And and today, basically, at one point, it was like kind of weird, you know, eating breakfast early. And, I can't go there anyway. I was looking at a different kind of boardwalk. They have quite the network here. Anyway. But look at that. Yeah, this beautiful coastline tour of Lagos. The sea is very calm. It's a beautiful sky. It's going to be basically amazing temperature, like in the low to mid 20s. So that's the forecast here for at least the next week. You know, so I could see, I mean, right now would be kind of a great time. What a conundrum, you know. You know, on one end, to me, it's my perspective, I see the death and kind of, you know, chasing comfort. You know, if you have money, you know, then you chase comfort and convenience, right? You want to be in nice places, or you have good deals, you know, of course. If you can spend less, I think it's quite normal. And so, you know, people coming here, and then have this whole industry, you know, whole business industry around tourism that thrive and that basically becomes a lifestyle because of it. So then people become dependent on that. And I guess there's nothing wrong, but to me, it's like, it doesn't sound like that good of a proposition in life, you know? So it's like, yeah, this is not it. So, and then being annoyed by thinking that way, because at the same time, you know, that kind of, it makes it impossible for me to adhere to any surface. So it's kind of a weird catch-22. You know, on one hand, there is a place that I like to call home, and yet there is no such a place that I've been able to find. You know, even with Glenda, you know, I kind of realize, even though I loved her like crazy, but within a few short years, I was already becoming restless, you know, antsy. I like that word, antsy. So, there was one of those places where I lay down last time. I was tired coming here. I was getting tired of walking last November. So here's a little beach, Unacala, enclosed beach, yeah, by the cliff. Yeah, it's beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. And then yet, that doesn't have anything to do with happiness. It doesn't have anything to do with meaning and purpose. It's, you know, it's really, it's kind of a paradox. And I'm pretty sure, well, it looks like it's going to be amazing, the weather. We're starting, I think there was a good good move though. I think we're still early, so definitely rain could be there, but doesn't matter, doesn't change anything now. The game is on. So anyway, so today I think it's 17, adjusting the mileage here, it's 17. K. There is a resort here with a big pool. Oh, there's a way down to that beach here. Yeah. So at the same time, you know, again, on one hand, it doesn't make any sense, and then yet it makes sense too. You know, I could see how one would just slide toward that, right? Looking at a way to, how do I, you know, maximize this buffet, you know, in terms of life, you know, maximize gain and minimize pain and loss. So pleasure. And, but it's like, but that's not happiness. So it doesn't work for me, you know, it's whatever the part of me that has to be sold and has to be convinced, it just, this is definitely something that doesn't do it. So, so here I am embarking, and I do not feel bad. It's kind of like part of my baggage. This is more the way that I see it, you know?
Oh, sorry. Thank you.
For people doing morning jogging. So yeah, I don't feel sorry, but I'm feeling it, and I think it's important for me to acknowledge it, you know, for what it's worth, for what it's worth. But anyway, this is a beautiful one. We're going up and down here, you know, kind of lunging the yendo por la costa, yeah, Atlantica. Yeah, mostly foreigners here. Very attracted to the foreigners, people who have that money, that can afford that lifestyle. Funny dynamic. So I think it's gonna be wrapping up. I think I'm going to be okay here without my GPS. It's not going to be quite straightforward, but pretty close to it. So onward I go, you know, curious to see what's going to happen. Like I said, none of what I'm feeling is changing anything, so I guess in a way, maybe that's kind of a growth. What do we have here? Netherlands. I guess surfers. In terms of it is not that important what I'm feeling. It affects me. You know, it's part of the experience, but it's not it. So I'm not looking at quality of feeling. I'm not looking at special kind of feeling or, you know, I'm not looking at playing with that as much. So remaining true, authenticity, meaning and purpose. I'm not even sure. I've been using that so much that maybe it's becoming cliche, meaning and purpose. I think I'm kind of down with it feels right, but not because it feels good. It's a different kind of feeling. Maybe call it a disinterested intuition. That's more like it. And I think I'm pretty much possibly more committed than I realize to that, to where now it's like, this is it. This is my goal. You know, this is my ambition to be like, to have that connection as clean and clear as possible. and then let the chips fall where they may. So. Amazing, this boardwalk. I don't know how much wood it requires, you know, to make those things, but they're quite nice, quite nice. They don't even look that old, so I don't know. Let's see. Well, I think before it was just those kind of trails, mud trails, so now it's safer, also better for the erosion. Yeah, you can see the trail below where people would have to go. Would have had to go. So, well, this is the first day of the rest of my life, right? So, like I said, my first 3 days, I think, then more depending on what I do on the fourth, are going to be relatively smooth sailing. And then it's going to be questioning about that bus or taxi on the fourth day. I guess I'll be around my birthday, thinking of like indulging, but I don't know. I'll see how I'm feeling, basically. The one thing too about where I am now is, you know, there are so few things that I have to do, you know. Obviously languages is something that I'm going to keep doing, even though it felt kind of strange this morning, a little bit kind of being aware of myself doing it, you know, and kind of having an experience of some kind of pointlessness. So just kind of like a hint of it, because I do, you know, I do value it, and I am going to keep doing it, but, you know, realizing also that that stuff, you know, is not it. Like, nothing is it. But, wow, it feels warm already. But yeah, and then the food, and getting a lodging, and walking. So, and then let's see what the body does. Bottom line, I am in, so it's kind of like, I mean, being in the plane, right? There is no turning back, so nothing has happened. And yeah, so I'm gonna show up, and I'm gonna be myself, more than likely, on the course. Sorry, I was just going up some steps. One thing about the sidewalk when you go up and down, they're wonderful. But you run out of breath a little more, and I guess kind of passing people also. If you know me, you know I don't like. I don't like to be behind people. So here we go. Let me get a little break for a while. So the ocean breeze, the ocean smell. Anyway, so here I am, acknowledging that, I guess, huh? You know, it can be easy sometimes to be anywhere but here. So, what am I grateful for this morning? Of course, I'm grateful for Juan's family that I've got to know. You know, my time in Familena, for Pilar, you know, to welcome me, to you know, to have somebody with whom I feel so comfortable, you know, and everything, a generosity. You know, for the bus that took me here, you know, for all of that is making it in a way so easy, you know, because some of what I am feeling may be a result of complacency, because there is so much data, so much access, or so much information to do so many things now that it's so much easier, you know. Before, it would require so much more grit, you know, to get things done. Maybe one of the deterrents, you know, to travel and to do those things. It's like, yeah, because it's not that easy. And here, you know, moving from country and, you know, and it is, you know, so affordable for me. I mean, there's a way for me to do it that way. That, so grateful for that. Let me see. Yeah, I think this is my passing. So, the food, of course, store where I went yesterday, the food, the lodgings, the one that I had last night and the one I'm going to keep having. So, you know, all that takes place, people to keep up with it, people who invest in it, you know, manage it. I mean, there are just so many people. There are so many people under what I'm doing here that are supporting me passively or invisibly or actively, you know, however you want to perceive it, but it's like so many. So gratitude, you know, for that. And I guess, yeah, I feel conflicted almost as I'm about to say, you know, gratitude for being alive, for this day, you know. And curious. I guess, is it a gratitude to be curious? Maybe, am I grateful to be curious? No, I think that would not be honest. Not today. Not today. I mean, I am curious to see what's going to happen, but I'm not grateful for it. That's just, it's kind of like it's sunny today, right? That's it. Let's see what happens. It's the same stuff. It's really, it's kind of weird. There is an indifference. There is a distance between I'm quite distant from that. It is what it is, and I don't feel a victim to it, you know. It is not an injustice. I believe there is a reason, as we can have that. You know, say, and many people, they are no accidents, you know. So, yeah, beautiful, beautiful day. So, let's see what happens today. Is there anything else that I would have to, that I could add here? I think not. I still have a little ways. I think maybe, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes, and then I'll be out of Lagos, because we're already wrapping around Lagos here on the coastline. And so we have a lot of places we want to come to, and, you know, being the amazing morning it is, of course, people are going to be, I'm going to want to come out and enjoy it. And here's a restaurant with a view. You know, and I didn't go. I mean, last night after coming back from the grocery stores, anywhere, you know, never did anything. It was like, yeah, and it's more than a key. Well, I don't know. I'm not going to say it's going to change a lot or not. I think when we'll get to quieter places, you know, maybe closer to nature, simple, I may come out and do a sunset walk. You know, we are 1 hour earlier now, so the sunset is not so late like it is in Spain. So after dinner, and of course, the whole, my whole eating pattern is out of the window, you know, for nights. I don't know, I ate all my leftovers yesterday, so, you know, my backpack, the way it is right now, you know, it's, yeah, I can feel it, but it's like, it's, yeah, it's kind of normal. You know, I'm sure I'll be happy to take it off, but it's nice to have those few first days to be, you know, to have a nice transition, a smooth transition into this rhythm. So, Hello, seagull. Gaviola. Maybe it's gaviola in Portuguese, I'm not sure, but gaviola in Spanish. Mouette in French. Actually, I don't know. I used to know it actually in Italian, but I don't remember. Anyway, so I think, is there anything else? Anything else before I get on? No, I think I'll just go, guys. So, wishing you a beautiful day wherever you are. Peace and love. To indulge in the tantalupe, but before that, I'm gonna record a little bit of my thoughts. Feeling a little chilly, so definitely a little tired. Definitely glad I took the day that I took today. Nice and on a short distance. Anyway, I arrived in Luz quite early. I still had about 7Ks to go, but I stopped there, so I actually read The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. The German are coming. And then walked my way to a grocery store because I realized where I was going, there was nothing. And it is definitely a beauty. It looks like I'm going to be alone. It's an 8-bed dorm, 4 bunk beds. We're surrounded by the country, you know. Yeah, I don't think there's going to be anybody else. And those guys are basically gearing up for the season. So it's, hold on, I'm looking at, anyway, it doesn't matter. Sorry. So anyway, I arrived here, I'm not even sure quite at what time. I stood there, I was right there facing the sea reading, which was very nice. I found the one bench that had shade. And so I arrived here, you know, it showed open, you know, aberto. So in Portuguese, so I'm like, okay, so I walked in, but it was not the entrance. So I'm like, well, we have a sign that says open. Anyway, it was weird, but it was, they were more than likely preparing the place for God knows what. It's quite a big building, so they're really moving around. And she basically told me, oh, you just need to go upstairs, you know, to do the reception. So I walked up, and she mentioned me by name, which was a great sign. Basically meant that there wasn't going to be much action in terms of traffic. So, which, as far as I'm concerned, that's great. Even more so, you know, I'm feeling a little vulnerable, a little off. So, anyway, so she's from Argentina. So anyway, so we did the check-in, you know, then I took a shower, washed my laundry, and then took a nap. I was tired, so I took a nap. And then I went back upstairs carrying my stuff. I bought like this codfish dish. You know, I was kind of looking at the store, things were quite expensive over there, but I'm like, okay, I'm just going to get that. So I got some like potatoes and some cod, whatever, it's the Gomez something. Anyway, it's a dish from here. So to heat it up, and I was going to make some tea. And that's when it happened. So there was a kind of a 2-burner, like the electric one, like a portable kind, you know, that you would plug in. And then, you know, no convection, not induction, none of that, just old style, which was kind of, it's quite a big area. It's actually quite nice, the living room and all of that. So I initially filled up a pot of water to put it on there. And so this woman, I wasn't paying attention, but she was basically using an electric kettle. I'm like, oh, great. So she had it turned on, so I just basically added my water. And she freaked out because she used bottled water and my water was not bottled. I kind of get pissed at one point. No, of course, I apologize. I'm sorry, I didn't know. I just, you know, saw it and, you know, I realized it was going to be using less, you know, less energy. That's why I was doing it. So I kind of tried to explain, but she was just like, oh, but you know, yeah, you, I wouldn't do that. I would think of asking, you know, like, dude, it's like, it's not a big deal. I'm like, you know, we're sharing a space here. You know, things are going to happen. You know, it was not intentional. I said, I'm sorry. It's like, it's not a big deal. I was really getting annoyed. Anyway, so it was funny. So reminiscing of something that happened, was it 2 years ago? I want to say 2 years ago. Maybe it was 3 years ago. When I went down to Portugal for the first time and I got into this place and there was this open container in the fridge with some kind of tomatoes, maybe tomato sauce, I don't know. So basically what happens, pretty standard on Camino, people will leave things, they buy stuff, and they, depending on the area, you'll find a lot of leftovers, sometimes enough to make a meal, you know, and sometimes I would wait to get to where I'm going before buying things. If not, I would just make do with me apaño con las sobras, with the leftover I get by. And basically, it belonged to this German woman. So, you know, like I said, one less mistake, you know, and I apologize. And she not only would not let me make it up for it, because I had stuff, you know, I didn't need it. I had my stuff. I just was like, oh, okay, somebody left it, so I'm going to use it so it doesn't go bad. And she just would not let me make amends. Oh, you know, it was very interesting. She was really hurt. And I think she might be a German woman too. Yeah, I think she's a nanny. Una niñera. I think she's here to take care of those children. It might be like an English family because her kids speak English and she has a very, I think it's a German accent, quite strong, whatever it is, or Eastern European. And so, yeah, it was really funny. But she's living here anyway. And I'm like, yeah, if you're going to be living in a communal living, you know, things are going to happen. And anyway, so I just wanted to share that. I was really annoyed, actually. I could feel the anger, you know, it was really annoying to me that it was something that ridiculous, that she was so outraged. That being said, of course, she has a right to experience, but I was just like, dude, that's not coming inside of me. I'm not accepting that, you know. I was like, no. And I apologized, which was my first response, because I appreciated it. It was like, sorry, you know, I didn't know. Anyway, so then I eat my food. I'm quite stuffed, but I'm going to have that cantaloupe. Most likely we'll go to bed early tonight. I am tired. So it was beautiful, you know, the finally leaving Lagos. Here I had to kind of move away from the coast to come here, which was a reality because lodging is expensive down there to me. So that's where I found this place. I think it was like 16 or 17 euros, which is very good. Very good. But anyway, so I'm going to be most likely looking at getting things now for at least maybe Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, since my schedule is going to be quite set. So, still alive. It's a beautiful day. Beautiful. But I'm going to fade. I'm going to hide under the cover into my little private dorm for the night. It's very quiet with everything closed here. It's actually a little cool still in this room and there is no air conditioning. So in those warm days, this will be a warm place, I would think. And the windows, actually the door, it can be open. So actually you could get the night air. But that's part of the whole surfing stuff, which I'm assuming that's what this place is for. Anyway, folks, so from Almadena, peace and love.